Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to What You See Anime. I'm your host, Peter. On today's episode, we are bringing back a fan favorite anime guessing game, the My Anime List review game. This game is played by taking some of the most elitist, misinformed, and just outright bad reviews found on the popular website My Anime List. How the game works is we will each read a review based off context clues, and the competitors, myself, Miles, Jay, and Preston, will try to guess the show and the rating of the show itself. Scores will be in a 2-point interval, starting from 1 to 2, 3 to 4, etc., etc. Guessing the show will award you 1 point. Guessing the score will award you 1 point. Correctly guessing both will award you a bonus point. We will play 2 rounds, and the winner after 2 rounds will receive a nice virtual pat on the back. Play along with us and let us know your score in the comments section of YouTube or our Discord, which is in the link in the description below. Without further ado, let's jump into round 1.
Round 1. Fight!
The genres are action and fantasy. Do you enjoy decently animated fighting scenes and don't care about anything else? Then I highly recommend you stop reading this and go start watching this immediately. Still here? Great. Apart from the fluid animation during the fights, this anime has no redeeming qualities at all. The characters are unbelievably bleak, and of course it's called Redacted. Still, after watching all 12 episodes during the last few months, not a single character of this anime lingered in my mind for even a second. Redacted goes from a timid, weak dude to a cold-hearted giga-chad. That's all the character development that there is here. He carries his husky tone and ice-cold mannerisms all the way through the finish line. Like all the other characters, though, they seem merely to exist as reason-givers or stepping stones. It's hard to believe this, given its complete refusal to engage in friendly, lighthearted interactions with others. Even his oh-so-beloved sister only gets the cold shoulder from him whenever she tries to talk to him. Why should the viewer care for Redacted? Guess if he himself doesn't seem to care the slightest for anyone or anything. What makes it worse is that it takes itself extremely serious. I don't mean to say that every anime has to include comedy of some sort, but Redacted just doesn't seem to contain any lighthearted moments at all. The only thing that made me chuckle was the transformation from his weakling to muscular Chad size. But even that seems to have been intended as a serious manner. His surroundings at least accept it as the most normal thing ever, even though one can barely recognize him after the first. I can only advise anyone with any standards at all to not give this a serious chance. It's not even bad in a funny way, but rather a slugfest lasting 12 episodes, interspread with decent but basically meaning fights. Preston, you are up. What is this show and what is its score?
At first, I was struggling until about the sister part, but then I finally realized that the main character of Solo Leveling has a sister. So it's Solo Leveling and it's a 5.
Solo Leveling and a 5. All right. Miles. 5, 6?
Yeah, so at first I thought, you know, I always try to like get in the meta game of this. So I thought like maybe you picked something you loved that people like were hating on for no reason. So my very first thought was Mob Psycho. But then that's obviously not it based on some of the hints and everything. And then I thought maybe you were trying to hate on me and this was Devilman Crybaby thing. But then it's 12 episodes. Devilman Crybaby is 11 episodes. And then they mentioned having a sister. And that is when I also thought of Solo Leveling, because there's the one funny bit where she wants to bang her brother because he's so hot now. And I was like, ha, when I watched it. And this reviewer is right. That's about as humor as the show gets. I'm going to say Solo Leveling as well, but I'm going to say 3 or 4.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I'm also with the other two on the Solo Leveling points. For a second, I thought that maybe this was, before the sister part, I thought that maybe this was the world's worst review of Vinland Saga.
He has a sister.
Yeah, but she's not really like a, she's not in the plot a whole lot for various reasons. But yeah, I'm going to go with Solo Leveling as well. I think that, I feel like they gave it a weirdly high score. I'm going to go with 6.
Okay.
So 5-6 for both of you guys.
Yes. So you are all getting 1 point at least for correctly guessing Solo Leveling. Had to start it off with an easy one. Hopefully the listeners also got Solo Leveling. But nobody gets a point for the score. He gave this
1-2.
He gave this a 2.
Yeah, okay. That was my second thought.
It's not passionate enough.
I know, right?
He did say, and I quote, "No one should waste their time watching this." But I thought it might get a 3 for like looking pretty.
I
don't know.
So everybody gets 1 point. Preston, you are up next.
Okay. The genres for my first show is comedy, romance. We've had Domestic Girlfriend. We've had Rent-A-Girlfriend. Now we have this show. We've reached peak trash anime. The main character is so cultured that instead of pulling the usual harem trope of choosing best girl at the end of the show or not at all, he gets 2 girlfriends in the first episode. Every year, there's an anime that comes out that is so absolutely ridiculous in its plot that it seems like it came straight out of a hentai. Because of this, there will always be a large number of people who do not enjoy these types of shows. However, for people who like trash like I do, these shows are our guilty pleasure shows. This show does not have a complex story or deep meaning. It isn't something that will make you question life, or maybe it will, but not in a good way. But it's just a show that will entertain and make you laugh once a week. If you enjoyed the trashiness of Domestic Girlfriend or Rental Girlfriend, this is a show for you. What is this show?
So I start, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So first, I have to say, I completely agree that the 100 Girlfriends Who Really, 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 Really Love You is on the same level as Rent-A-Girlfriend. I think that it's probably a little bit worse than Rent-A-Girlfriend, but what do you know? So that's my guess. I'm saying
fired.
This is Daisuke, and for the score, I'm going to say 7-8.
Okay. Jay.
For the listeners at home, if you guys wanted to know Miles' IP address, as well as his mother's maiden name and the 3 digits on the back of her credit card, DM me on Discord. I got you. Speaking, you know what? I'm not going to plug it. This is obviously 100 Girlfriends, which is peak fiction. What did you say? What did you say you gave it, Miles?
I said 7-8.
Yeah. That feels like that feels correct to me, honestly. Yeah, 100 Girlfriends and 7-8 feels correct.
Okay, Pete.
I think Preston's fucking with you. I think this is bait. I think this is 100% bait. I don't think this is 100 Girlfriends at all. Because there's another show where he gets 2 girlfriends in the first episode, and I think that's where he's going. I'm going, this is girlfriend, girlfriend.
Okay.
And I'm going to give it 9-10.
9-10. Okay.
Okay. All of you are getting at least 1 point.
Oh, the score.
The show was Girlfriend, Girlfriend.
Let's
go. Okay.
That was a good
After name. I tested Trent on this, I realized this is literally the first episode of 100 Girlfriends. Yep. So I was like, accidental bait.
Yeah, I should have known it was not that, because anybody who would say that 100 Girlfriends, which is literally the greatest rom-com that has ever been written in human history, whether Eastern or Western, is on the same level as those other two pieces of actual shit, wouldn't be able to work a computer, let alone, like, they would be being kept in, like, some kind of incubation unit because they're not actually human life.
So, that's why I'm sick all the time. Don't tell anyone. But it's
because I've been poisoning you for your terrible opinion.
Oh, no. Since I was a child, you've known.
I was always there, Miles.
Oh, no.
I'm like Humpty Dumpty or All for One.
Yes,
this was so good. This was such a great bait.
That was a really good one.
Because like, there's no like, we're all gonna get this, Preston. Why would you? Oh, that's why you did it.
Completely accidental. I forgot 100 Girlfriends existed.
No, that was great.
Why do you guys hurt me?
So
that wasn't a shot. I just forgot.
I know. I know.
So 7-8 and 100 and girlfriend.
7-8 and girlfriend.
Let's go. Correct. Okay. We got ourselves a game.
We do. It is all knotted up at 2 and/or 1, depending if you've gone or not.
Correct.
So far. okay, so the show doesn't have any genres listed, but it has some themes. So those are going to be cute girls doing cute things and music.
God.
Why does it exist? Is really the only way I can think of to describe this anime. For a simplistic slice of life anime about a group of friends trying to start their own band, it's perfectly fine. Not anything special and incredibly inoffensive, but fine. You can sit down, watch it, and you don't feel like it's a chore to do so, but at the same time, it's not going to blow you away. It's obvious that this anime's primary purpose is to be a one element in a multimedia project. And that's really it. It does everything you expect, and it does it in a decent enough way, but it's all the stuff you'd be expecting. That is a redundant sentence this man wrote. it has heart behind it, but the heart is cliched in itself. I may seem like a broken record here, but I can't think of much else to say. If you enjoy this, or the songs in it spawn from this, then you'll like the anime. If the characters you like, if you like from one of the bands doing band stuff and becoming friends, if you're planning to just watch the anime, do yourself a favor and don't make it a drop everything and look forward to it kind of thing. The best way would be casually in between the things that you that have your complete focus. In that sense, the anime is enjoyable, but don't expect anything more out of it. That is my review, Jay.
Miles, can I ask you a question about the person who wrote this review?
Yeah?
Is their name Adolf Hitler?
I mean, I wouldn't know. I'm going to say
Bocce the Rock. Bocce the Rock. Sorry, guys. I'm guessing Bocce the Rock in a 7-8.
You botched that name. okay, Bocce the Rock, 7-8. Pete.
I think you might be baiting as well. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
I feel like it's too easy for it to be Bocce. I
feel like Miles wants to be vindicated, though.
Right? Yeah, that's a good point.
So often.
Like, he wants to be validated on his opinion.
Yo, this guy on Mal gave me the 5. See? I'm better than him. I'm just trying to think, how many cute girls doing cute shows is it where they want to create a band and there's some heart into it? Because I think there's like 37. So it's kind of narrowing down which ones that we're going to pick from. Knowing Mochi, Miles the Bocce hater, you're now Mochi. it just seems so easy to pick it, but I'm going to trust my heart. I'm going to say this is Bang Dream My Go.
Okay.
It's a 5-6.
5-6? Okay. And Preston.
Do I have to specify which Pain Dream it is? Because it's 100% Pain Dream, because I think Bocce has the comedy genre, while this had none. So I'm just going to go Pain Dream 3-4.
I didn't even think about that.
Okay. So we do need to talk about, because the answer to this is Bang Dream, and it was a 6. So, but it's just Bang Dream. So, Pete.
I feel like I was close enough, but.
Don't give them points. They get no points either.
Maybe we have to go to, like, the judges and, like, have a third.
It's my go, though.
Yeah, that is true.
But it is, every Bang Dream is, like, the same, right?
No, it's a different cast.
Well, you're about to get the bang bang shooters.
I understand your point of view, Pete, because if I was in your position, I would also want the point, but I also think I might not get it.
It was 5-6, right?
It was.
Okay, I'm cool with that. I'm at least getting a point.
As long as he gets 1 point, he says.
Okay, so Jay unfortunately gets no points. Preston and Pete get a point.
People, if you're listening, if I should get the extra bonus point, let me know. Otherwise, I guess fuck me.
It's my go now. the genres for this are drama, fantasy, and avant-garde. One of the few shows I can't even watch. If you're not a fan of really symbolic anime, you'll definitely hate it. If you do, you'll probably still hate it. The main problem is how pseudo-intellectual it is. It sacrifices any watchability for some theme about homophobia and gay rights. They don't even manage to make it as profound as they believe it is. It's all pretty obvious and cliche. I mean, I can imagine the staff in the conference room smoking weed and going, dude, it's like symbolic and it's about like society or something. It's how it's bad, like so deep. Story. It's not an entertaining story. It's so focused on symbolism that it forgets to entertain its audience. It's simplistic and predictable. I never found myself wondering what would happen next. Art. I don't prefer this type of art, but any other viewer might. Also, it's pretty fan servicey and objectifying for something that meant to be socially progressive. Sound. Nothing amazing. Pretty annoying catchphrases and effects like redacted. I can't say there was anything enjoyable about it. Shows like this are praised by Mao so much, and they're just fooling themselves. It's not the profound masterpiece you've convinced yourself it is. What's that show?
Wow. Okay.
Before anything, I have to say, this was almost my backup review.
Oh, my God.
Well, you're like you're going last, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But
I think I'm trying to think of avant-garde anime that deals with, like, something gay related, and I can only have, I don't know if Bang Bang Bravern or whatever is considered avant-garde, so I'm still going with the only avant-garde anime I can think of off the top of my head that is deals with like that stuff. I'm going Urakuma Arashi. I'm gonna go 3-4.
Okay.
Avant-garde, I've watched two shows of it's Neon Genesis Evangelion and Higurashi Sotsu. So I'm out of my water here. So my guess is going to be the only gay one I think I know of, which is Devilman Crybaby and 1-2.
what rating did you say, Pete? Sorry.
I said 3-4.
Okay, got it.
Preston's going 1-2 and somehow got to Devilman Crybaby.
I don't know.
No, honestly, like, of any show that it's just funny that the main character, like, legit has, like, a lot of sex with women in that show.
Oh, I thought he was gay this whole time.
I mean, it's like, it's like Guts and Griffith, where it's like,
There's some text there.
Well, sure, he's dating Casca, but who does he really love?
Okay, so this... So,
you obviously know it, so just take your 2 free points.
Well, so I don't know the score, because I don't remember the score, but this is Urakuma Arashi. I do remember that. And I think it was a 2, but I can't remember. I'm going to go 1-2, but I could be wrong, because I looked at a few of those reviews.
Yeah. So it is, in fact, Urakuma Arashi, and it was a 1.
Oh, okay, Miles got 3 points!
At least I got a point.
That was very lucky. That I, like, Jay did the, like, I'm a think of something I'm a hater for, and then I was like, oh, let me do one of my favorite anime. Okay, so Pete gets 1, Preston gets 1, and I get 3? Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
And that brings us to halftime. Round at the end of round 1, Miles,
sponsored
you are currently...
by DraftKings.
Yes, presented by DraftKings, of course. Use promo code PETE15 for... $15 off, or 15 free bonus bucks when you deposit $50. Miles, you are in the lead with 5 points. Preston, you are at 3. I am at 3. Jay, you are at 2. But we got another round. You can make up some ground.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump into round 2.
Round 2. Fight!
My show is a comedy slice of life. Redacted is a slice of life, so there's not much of a story to be expected. It's about the everyday lives of a central cast and the outrageous shenanigans that they find themselves in. Comedy is very subjective based on the reviewer, and I can definitely say that this is one of the least funny comedies I have ever seen, and in fact, in a very long time. The joke lack a punchline. For the most part, and instead of it ending on a high note, the jokes are sometimes dragged out as far as possible to pad out the runtime. They are also very stale as the story progresses along. There's nothing memorable about these poor sketches. The randomness of the humor feels far more than obnoxious than anything else. Like the creators, they are explicitly trying to annoy the viewer instead of entertain them. The art. The only good thing about the show is the stellar animation. It's such a shame that all the talent and hard work went towards this show. Music. Nothing memorable, really. The second opening is pretty decent. Characters. We have a central cast of several female characters, and after finishing the series, I still have a faint recollection of their names. They are very one-dimensional and unmemorable. I have the difficulty of remembering some of their quirks, because I keep finding myself bored throughout the show. In a slice-of-life anime, it's the characters who carry the show, rather than the story, and this show has a poor cast of characters. Enjoyment? Going into the show, I had high expectations. I was expecting a funny original anime series, and what I got was the complete opposite. I got painfully unfunny directionless anime that made me want to fall asleep instead of making me laugh. The jokes get old very quickly, the humor is unoriginal, and simply outrageously obnoxious. I did not find myself laughing at all. At best, I was amused slightly for the few hundred skits. The first half of the series was dreadful to watch. Fortunately, the latter half is better, but being better than crap is not much saying at all. Overall, I think I have a new contender for the worst comedy series I've ever seen. This show was such a waste of time, and I got very little out of it. The main reason why I kept watching is I realized it was a bad anime around 7 episodes in, and it was helping me fall asleep at night. It really helped me with my sleeping problems. Hooray! Gentlemen, please name this show and the score.
What the fuck?
This guy needs help.
It took me over 2 hours to realize it was bad.
that's impressive. I'm going to go Nichijou 3-4.
Nichijou and a 3-4. All right. Mild.
Okay, so Slice of Life is like my avant-garde, right, for Preston. I don't know what's happening here. What I know is that it's an anime original, per what this guy said, and I know it's at least 2 core, because he talks about the second OP. Fuck. 3-4 is where I feel like the review will probably be. And as for a show, largely female cast, I don't know, K-On. I have no idea.
Alright, Jay.
Yeah, I'm also feeling Nichijou. Just because, like, they talk about how, you know, large female cast, and they all have their quirks, and Did he say few hundred
skits?
Yep.
Yeah, that feels like Nichijou to
me. That's it. I've never seen it.
Yeah. So I'm going to go Nichijou. I got to go 1-2, because he was hating really hard on it.
One of the most viewed anime GIFs I've ever seen is the principal suplexing the deer. Thinking that this show has no memorable scenes is absolutely insane. It is Nichijou, and it is a 3-4. So Preston gets 3 points. I just found that review just absolutely insane. That, like,
that
one of
insane,
the most beloved comedies of all time is just... I get that comedy is subjective, but, like, saying that this show has no memorable moments is asinine.
Right, that was a hard review.
That was. I tried to throw in some, like, you know, female cast. The original thing that Miles got tripped up on is in the review. I don't know if he just doesn't know it's not original anime, but it's definitely based off of a manga. Yeah.
Okay, well, so is K-On, you know, so. Yeah.
So, like, who knows? But, yeah, congratulations, Preston. You got 3 points. And you're up next.
Let's go. This show is a comedy romance. Let me point out that most people probably wrote a low score because of jealousy. Probably most of them thought, guy that is so useless, how did he get such an amazing girlfriend while I haven't? The main moral of the story probably the main moral of the story probably is true love exists when you really love a person for who he or she is. You don't search for his or her weaknesses or judge by appearance. It's hard to find a person who is kind and trying their best for others. This anime could serve as an example of what true love is. Although, I must say that while others might think the main boy is unlucky, he is the luckiest person in the world to find such a wonderful person in the main girl. Miles, what is this show?
Okay, I think Ichikimori is not a cutie. And I think that because of the boyfriend being, like, unlucky. And people were kind of hating on it when it came out, because the people, like, the manga... Yeah,
we were hating on it.
and admittedly, it has, I think, the single greatest plot twist in the history of anime.
We have one YouTube short, and it's about Shikamori is not a cutie.
The plot twist that she just is a
is
cutie.
Just a cutie.
She just wants to be a cutie, and it blew my mind. This feels like a 7-8 review to me, so I'm gonna go Shikamori 7-8.
Hey, Jay.
Man, Shikimori feels like so. Like, Preston put some stank on saying the word unlucky, and it makes it feel like he's a masturbator. But I really don't know what else it would be, is the main issue.
A really weird review of Undead Unluck.
Really didn't realize Fuko was a girl the whole time. Crazy. Yeah, I guess if I don't know what else it's got to be, I gotta just bite down on the hook, I guess. So I'm also gonna go Shikimori is not just a cutie, and I'm gonna say this is a 9-10 review. Actually,
hey. I there's no world I can imagine a human being giving Shikimori 9-10. So the audacity.
You'd be shocked. You would be shocked. The only other show that came to my head that it could be, in case like the unlucky part was a bait, was The Dangers in My Heart. And because that's just such like a self-insert like male power fantasy where the emo kid gets the literal like model actress girlfriend. So I think that could be a possibility, but like Jay said, there was some stank in that word. And you know what? If it's bait, you got me. So I'm also going Shikimori, and I'm also going 7-8.
Okay. So you all at least got 1 point. It is Shikimori's not just a cutie.
Woo!
I accidentally put stank on that word. I'll be real. But Jay got 3 points. Is a 9.
Baby. Wow. Jay with the comeback.
Let's go.
We got ourselves
Let's
a game.
Go.
We do.
Splash.
From downtown. Bang!
Oh, what a shot from Curry.
With no regard Curry, for human
so
life.
So inspirational.
Miles, okay, run it.
Our genres are award-winning comedy and mystery. I watched show back in 2011, I was a noob and thought it was a masterpiece and the best thing ever. Recently, I rewatched it and came to the realization that it was just the wannabe elitist in me thinking the show was any good. It's basically just the same as Sword Art Online, just the other end of the same shit stick. The story of this series is identical to Endless 8 from Haruhi Suzumiya. They wrote Suzumiya Haruhi season 2. I hate this. only this time it's apparently meaningful and deep and provokes some thoughts in people. All I see is yet another teenage drama aimed for people who are lost in life, executed in style over substance manner, so people who wouldn't like it could just be told they didn't get it. When it comes to this just being like SAO, instead of being an overpowered Gary Stu isekai Jesus who gets all the bitches and is the best at everything, this show focuses on a man who is practicing escapism in a time loop and dwelling on self-pity. The main difference is the comfort from which it's changed from it's all good now to pretty much everyone else fucked it up too. Shame, sit, stick, same level of escapism, other end. those two things sound completely different. I don't know. I recommend this show to a 15 to... Oh, wait, I need to do this one line. I'm so sorry. This is from a paragraph I cut. But it says... I'll do it after, because actually you have to know a character name. Sorry. I recommend this show to a 15 to 20-year-old audience. This will help you feel less shit about your past mistakes and deal with them. Make sure you never rewatch this, though. You will / might only come to see what I am seeing now.
Sorry, Jay. You said award-winning mystery comedy?
Yep.
God,
those were the first three.
So, yeah, this seems kind of obvious to me. This is Steins Gate.
Okay.
Because that came out in 2011. And it's pretty award-winning. I would say this is like a, what? 3-4. I would go 3-4.
Steins Gate, 3-4. Pete. Mm-hmm.
So he watched it in 2011, right? Is that what the review said?
Let me scroll back up.
Yes, yeah,
I watched
what
it
the review said.
Back in 2011. And let me tell you, this came out in 2010.
Well, shit.
Okay, I think I have
did
an
he
idea.
Say that straight? Did he say that straight up in the review?
He said, "Yeah, I said I watched it back in 2011."
No, the 2010 part. Okay.
Oh, I was just I don't know. I said that, and it's.
I think Steins Gate came out around then.
It did. Okay. I have no idea. What
However, I don't think it's Steins Gate because I think the elitist thing got to me, and I think that Miles normally only picks shows that he's watched. So I think when I think elitist, I think Miles, and when I think elitist mystery comedy, I think of one show. I think this is the Tatami Galaxy, and I'm gonna say 5-6.
Okay, Tatami Galaxy, 5-6, Galaxy, or Preston. My apologies,
the Tatami Preston.
My dead name. Award-winning comedy mystery. I think Steins Gate came out in 2009, I think. But also, I have no clue because I've never seen it. I'm going to piggyback off of Pete. Tatami Galaxy put 3-4.
Okay.
Wow, you just cut split down the middle.
Yeah, he did. You know what? It paid off for him. This is the Tatami Galaxy, and it was a 4 out of 10.
Wow.
The line, so the main character is named Watashi, and I just need to quote this line from it really quick from the review, which is also I'm pretty sure the series was created for Western weebs in purpose of trolling. Why else would a male main character be called Watashi instead of Boku? That is someone who is being so pretentious.
Yes. Did you
does
write
not
this
understand
review?
How Japanese works? But yeah, no, Tatami Galaxy 3-4. So everyone gets a point, and then Galaxy gets some extra points.
It's only fitting I would get the 3 points for it.
The Tatami Preston gets 3 points.
All right. This one's a heater. The genre is fantasy. Since that doesn't really tell you too much, I will also give you the theme. Mythology.
Fantasy.
Mythology.
Okay.
I liked this anime. It was good, but there were things that could take it to the next level. Character development wasn't the best and could have been better. They could have gone deeper in the connections between the characters and some of the conflicts between them. I believe that if they had more than one season, they would be able to dwell on the characters more and make them more nuanced. Animation was okay. It wasn't the worst or the best I've seen. The creatures could have been better animated and drawn to better fit in, as they feel a bit out of place. The storyline, they have a very weird way of writing. That's why I'm giving this affectation, by the way, for the viewers at home. The storyline could have had a lot of potential if they had a little bit more time to work with. They could dive deeper into the past, present, and possibly the future after the end. The way the ending was presented made it seem like this was a story. Like, the story was over with this season, which I think is a bummer, as I would love for them to dive deeper. TLDR, they could have made the story better if dived deeper into characters and slowed down the story.
Wow. You're right. This was a heater. Okay, fantasy and mythology. Okay. I think this could be a lot. I'm going to base this off stuff that Jay has either seen or watched. So I'm going to go with Record of Ragnarok, and I'm going to go 5-6.
Okay.
Oh my god, that is a mythology show. I could not for the life of me come up with a show that had mythology in it. So I'm just going to take you back again, but go 7-8.
It's your own bit, bro.
No.
Fair enough.
Okay, so I also thought this was Record of Ragnarok, because I've heard Jay talk about it. But what, from my understanding, and I know so little about Record of Ragnarok, but it's like humans versus gods, right?
Yes.
And this says the creatures could have been better animated.
Okay, so it wasn't the creatures. That was the name of something in like a specific type of monster in the story.
Okay.
That I was just, I was redacting it by saying the creatures. So it wasn't.
Okay.
But it was monsters is what I'll say, but more or less, but you know.
Okay. I mean,
monsters/creatures.
I need to try to beat Preston, who is in the lead now. And so I would have to get both correct if he gets one of them correct. Just for the sake of being different, I don't know if this has like a mythology tag or whatever. I'm going to say, Hell's Paradise 5-6.
Okay. Pete, what was your guess for score again?
5-6 Record of Ragnarok.
Okay. Sorry, guys. Nobody gets a point.
Wow.
This was Ayaka, and they gave it a 9.
You do fucking hate Ayaka.
That was a 9 review?
That was a 9. That was exactly why I picked it, though, because it was like, wow, you said all that and gave it a 9. That's crazy.
That fucking Ayaka. I forgot you watched that garbage show. You complain about it every week, too.
Yeah. I thought about saying, by the way, guys, this is one only I've seen, but I thought that might give it away a bit much.
I would have never remembered it in my life.
Wow.
Fair enough.
That one's good. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
A 9?
A 9, apparently.
Yes, that was a 9. And well, recommended, by the way.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Recommending Ayaka is crazy.
Yes, it is. Well, congratulations, Preston. For the sake of time, we need to add a little bit more filler. Miles and Jay, would you like to play for second place? Because you are tied.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
down.
I can use my bonus.
I got my bonus, and I think it's pretty funny, so in case they tie again, we'll use your bonus. So, Miles, you'll go first.
And if we tie a second time, we'll use my bonus.
All right, sounds good. Let's run it. Okay so the genre is rom-com. It's a nice, wholesome anime. I liked it. It's like a very chill anime.
I really wanted that to be the end.
If you are too hyped and want to watch this anime and go watch porn or hentai and then masturbate to come back and remember that all your failure and get depressed and then watch this anime to get motivated, and all through the character design was like all the character have all this. This is for real. This is what it's wrong. Like all the character have like all the similar face structure and all but okay animation was decent, so I won't complain. The other thing I want to talk about in this anime is the excellent backstory. I think it has one of the most wholesome... I'm going to say this for the hint. The most wholesome backstory. That's not true. And although it's not unique, it puts all the erotic illustration and stuff was great. I really don't want to repeat that, but that was legit the review. I think he said like 37 times in that review.
I'm so happy I don't have to guess.
Oh no, Miles does so never mind. My bad. Miles.
Yeah, no, I say like a lot too, but yeah.
You can see in his face he's trying not to say it, but he doesn't know
he was
how to
trying
move...
not to say like.
He doesn't know how to move then. Forward without saying it. It's like
I need to.
It's
I
like a computer
it.
That needs the reboot.
Lord, it is. Did you say ironic drawings? Was that the last sentence?
Erotic drawings.
Unique plus all the erotic illustration and stuff was great.
Okay, it's a rom-com with erotic illustrations. What the fuck? Okay, and you watch this.
They also have similar face structures, apparently.
Okay, they've and then you you watch this, you jack off, you feel bad about yourself, you watch it again and get inspired? Is that the gist of it?
If you are too hyped and want to watch this anime, go watch porn or hentai, then masturbate to come back and remember that all your failure, get depressed, and then like this anime and get motivated.
What?
I'm assuming English is not their first language, or this is me reviewing it.
I had one that I was going to get off of Google review that I was going to use, and it was definitely not English as a first language.
Erotic drawings, and it's a rom-com.
I was going to say One Piece because of the similar faces, but rom-com, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, fuck it. I'm just going to say something that's wrong, because I can't begin to think of what this is. So we're going to say Horimiya. I'm going to give it a 7 or an 8.
Okay.
Is this My Dress Up Darling?
That's a good guess. Well, that makes
sense. You guys,
can I take a guess?
Yes.
Is it Kimi ni Todoke 7-8?
Wow. Wow. Kimi ni Todoke. All that erotic illustration.
They have similar faces.
Yeah, but is there erotic illustration to Kimi ni Todoke?
I don't know, dog. I haven't watched it.
Okay, there is if you look at the right spots.
I was trying to lead you to the right directions when I said the wholesome backstory was not a wholesome backstory. And the whole show deals with erotic illustration. This is Eromanga Sensei.
Oh my god.
But you guys did tie because it was a 7-8, so Preston, we can go to your tiebreaker.
Okay.
Nice.
See, that's the meta. If you're going to tie, you just choose the score that the person chose.
That's a good meta.
Once again, I have a comedy roommate.
If you guys don't get it after this one, you guys tied for second place. Sorry.
I volunteer to lose if none of us win.
Jay gets
I
have my vetoed one that Pete didn't let me read.
Well, no one's going to answer it.
I could give hints on it.
Read your bonus one and then we'll wrap it up.
If I was drunk and asked to come up with an AMA that was random and out there, then this would be it. I really wanted to enjoy this, but I just couldn't. It came across as trying way too hard to be random, and I got completely lost. I'd want to try this again in future, as I think the potential is there, perhaps I wasn't in the right mood to get sucked into this film. It starts off well, but slowly lost me along the way. I love the idea of the film and the wacky random one night out that feels like a lot longer, but it just didn't land for me. I wouldn't say no to another viewing, though. Also wasn't keen on the animation style at first, but that ended up being my favorite thing of the whole film. What is this?
How's Moving Castle?
You have that? You're locking that in because I'm supposed to go first.
No, Jay goes first.
We're just having a good time here. Okay. We're not deciding anything. You already admitted defeat, bro.
Okay. I said if I didn't get...
Bro, the Taliban has already moved into Afghanistan. You already left. Sorry.
What is your guess, Miles?
This is The Night is Short, Walk On Girl.
What score?
Oh, 5-6. Score.
Okay. Yeah. So, Jay, your howls?
Yeah, and 7-8. Fuck it.
Okay. Miles got it completely correct. It is The Night is Short, Walk On Girl, and it is a 6.
Damn, that's why you don't scoop Miles. GG.
You had the top deck,
bro.
Just to flop the lightning bolt or whatever onto the bonfire, the damned onto the table. Okay, this is fun.
Yeah, good job, everybody. Congratulations, Preston, on winning pretty handily. Good job, man. Even though you piggybacked on the last two, but hey,
fuck it.
Hey, you played to win the game and you won the game. So, Miles, Jay, Preston, thank you so much for joining me. This was a wonderful episode. And for the listeners out there, if you like this, you should like, comment, subscribe, leave a review on whatever platform you're watching or listening to us on. We'll do this probably in the future whenever we need a filler episode. This is always a fun, quick little episode. Next, I don't know what we're doing, so tune in next week for another episode. Jay's throwing up the blood sign. Until next time, we will see you later. Peace!
Bye-bye!